Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous. Welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 67, numéro 67. Today's lesson is super quick and easy. We're going to look at how to say there is and there are in French. I'll also teach you the negative form, so how to say there isn't and there aren't. If you're new to the podcast, then before you get started on the lesson, make sure you have your lesson's cheat sheet in front of you so you can have a look at the words while hearing them. Then after the lesson, you can head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lesson's exercises. You can practice what you've learned and it's free. So there's only one way to say there is and also there are in French. Repeat after me. Il, y, a. A little bit faster, il y a. Now, don't worry about the word-for-word translation because that doesn't translate very well. Il is the subject pronoun, which means he or it. I, which is the letter Y, means there. And a is the conjugated verb avoir. So the whole thing translates as it has there, which doesn't really mean anything. So the correct translation of il y a is there is and there are. Now, let's see some examples. In my garden, there is a tree. Dans mon jardin, il y a un arbre. Dans mon jardin, il y a un arbre. In my garden, there are flowers. Dans mon jardin, il y a des fleurs. Dans mon jardin, il y a des fleurs. There is an apple on the table. Il y a une pomme sur la table. Il y a une pomme sur la table. Last one, there are strawberries on the table. Il y a des fraises sur la table. Il y a des fraises sur la table. Très bien. So up to here, pretty easy, right? So now let's see the negative form. And by the way, if you need to learn the basics on how to create negative sentences, then head over to episode number 36. Okay, so to say there isn't or there aren't, you say il n'y a pas. A little bit faster, il n'y a pas. So you need to add the letter N with an apostrophe and the negation word pas. Okay, so let's use the same examples as before. In my garden, there isn't any tree. Dans mon jardin, il n'y a pas d'arbre. Dans mon jardin, il n'y a pas d'arbre. In my garden, there aren't any flowers. Dans mon jardin, il n'y a pas de fleurs. Dans mon jardin, il n'y a pas de fleurs. There isn't any apple on the table. Il n'y a pas de pomme sur la table. Il n'y a pas de pomme sur la table. There aren't strawberries on the table. Il n'y a pas de fraises sur la table. Il n'y a pas de fraises sur la table. Now, something to add before finishing today's lesson is that oftentimes you hear French speakers in casual speech say y'a instead of il y a and also y'a pas instead of il n'y a pas. Now, it's super casual and it is a shortcut, so it's really up to you how you want to use it, but attention not to use in writing. In writing, please write the full one. All right, so that's it for today's lesson. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, then I'd really appreciate a quick rating and review on Apple Podcast. Now, don't forget to go and download your exercises. The link is in the episode notes. À la semaine prochaine, I'll chat with you next week. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.